We welcome the voice of the champion Blackhawks, Pat Foley, to the Score. How are you, Foles?
Morning, boys. I'm good. Beautiful day in Chicago, isn't it?
You know what? Anytime the puck is dropping and 21,000 people get a chance to look at that new banner, and Zawoski pointed this out to me before I went for the first time, you look at it lined up next to all of those old banners that are just yellow and dingy, it just really stands out, doesn't it, Pat?
Well, there was a little gap between the third and the fourth one, so yeah. The other three have a little bit of mileage on them. This one looks nice and fresh.
It looks great. And I was disappointed. The bar I went to on Saturday night had baseball on. I wanted to watch the Hawks and Jackets. So Sunday morning, I go on to CSNChicago.com, and tonight's game is a Comcast game for Hawks fans who weren't sure. 7:35 puck drop to get the highlights. The penalty, the 5-minute major that was called on Brouwer, I thought was questionable. There's still been people debating the Jalmerson hit earlier in the year, and Spiegs and I, Pat, have talked about what this league wants to be and whether it's struggling to know what it wants to be. You want the physical play, but there seems to be so much emphasis on protecting the health of the players. What was your take and Eddie's take on that call Saturday night against Brouwer?
Oh, I thought it was a penalty, and I don't think I'd question real hard whether it was a major. I mean, I think it was, and it was really just a bad play. And you know, look what's going on all around sports now, fellas. And I mean, clearly the hot button issue in any contact sport is the head and head injuries. And I mean, look what's going on in football. You know, those guys don't seem to know what they want to be either. So, mm-hmm. Clearly it's a work in progress. I mean, I think it certainly is the wise thing to do to try to protect your players, but it is a contact sport, and that can never leave. So, the idea about the blind side hits to the head, it's admirable to try to eliminate those. But people are going to be great, guy. I mean, you can't go anywhere that he has played and find anybody to say anything bad about him, and it never will happen. He's a high class individual. He's a great talent. He's a really good guy to have on your team, obviously. And the way he started this year, I mean, it's just been magical. So let's see, now, he 5 holes himself and a D-man and a goalie. Was that a 15-hole?
15-holer, yeah. That's what we were saying, yeah.
But I mean, he's capable of things like that, and for a team that wants to be a puck possession team, I mean, here's your centerpiece. When he's got it, you don't get it from him until he's ready to make a pass or take a shot. So his ability to protect the puck and keep possession is just it's really I mean, I haven't seen very many guys that good at that aspect of the game in a long, long time.
Yeah, Mac was saying, Pat, of any athlete in any sport in this town, say this entire year, he's playing at a higher level of anybody. Now, we'll see once Derrick Rose debuts tonight if he re-enters that conversation, but it's pretty fun to watch. This hour of the Danny Mac Show being brought to you by Subway. Eat fresh. Question about the defense. No Brent Sopel, no Brian Campbell, who will be back maybe a week from maybe Monday. I think Sunday is probably a little too soon, but he is skating. Hawks right now in shots against, Pat, right now it is 34.1. That's 25th out of 30 in the league. It's a lot higher than it was last year. What is that about, you think? Is it just Sopel and Campbell, or are there other factors in play here?
Well, I think there are a couple other things, in place. I mean, and don't forget, I mean, Brent Sopel was a really important part of that team in several aspects. And to take that a step further, we've talked a lot about Duncan Keith's ice time. He's playing half the game every night, and there's as much of a physical freak as he is, there's nobody that can keep that pace the entire season. But here's where the difference is in his ice time. It's Brent Sopel's penalty killing minutes. Now Dunk has to kill penalties more than he did before. Those were minutes that Sopel took and took very effectively last year, and now those are going to Dunk. So There some of the guys that were lost, you're seeing evidence of that. And just so now, in talking about the shots against, the puck possession game that the Hawks want to play, I'm not sure that they've got the puck as much of a percentage of the time this year compared to last year. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think the other team has it as much or more than the Hawks do quite often.
You got to stay on your toes when Turco handles the puck. I mean, that almost ice length wide pass he made to Hossa against St. Louis when they came back to tie it and win it the other day, that was just remarkable. He's everything they said they was going to be as a passer.
Well, clearly, and I've said this, you know, the Blackhawks, there's no question, have never had a goalie who can do these kinds of things. And there's no doubt about that. You know, I mean, Tony Esposito to go back behind the net and stop the puck, that was an adventure. You know, and, you know, Murray Bannerman didn't play it like this. Jeff Hackett didn't play. We've never had a guy who can play the puck like this. And so it's remarkable. And for a team that, you know, wants to have a quick transition game, that's a pretty nice way to do it. Also, he will save some wear and tear on guys like Duncan and Brent. You know, they don't always have to go all the way back behind the net to pick up a dump in. He'll get it and make a good play with it.
Hey, Pat, if as many of the offseason moves were about finding a way to keep Patrick Sharp, as we were led to believe, looks like that was a real good choice. Looks like that was a really good thing to do. What has he meant to this team so far as you've been watching?
Well, I mean, you can see what happens on the ice, guys, and, you know, you follow the game, and it's neat to have sports radio guys who are as into it as you are. I think what his value to this team goes way beyond on the ice. You know, when you talk to the coaches and talk about leaders in the room and, you know, guys who have a presence and guys who can say the right things to teammates and pass the proper messages along, he's the lead guy there, you know, in a lot of ways. And so, you know, there's no question that they, you know, some of the other things they did were so they could keep him. Obviously, it's very wise based on his play, but based on who he is and the quality of character of the individual, that's even a bigger plus.
Pat, thanks for the visit, as always. We'll see you soon, bud.
Okay, good being with you. Take care, boys.
Thanks, Pat. Pat Foley, veteran voice of the Blackhawks.